got a couple things I wanted to share with you this morning before we get started. And the first number one thing is Happy Father's Day. You know, it's like on Heritage Sunday. We had two or three, Memorial Day, all that kind of on the same weekend. This is one of those days, too. We got Father's Day. We got the 250th anniversary of the United States Army. All kinds of things happening on this day. Trinity Sunday is another thing. Now, I know you probably all came here to hear me talk about Trinity Sunday and all the theological aspects and all that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe not. But I do know this, that Trinity Sunday is on the calendar. And I know that it's a time that also that we celebrate Father's Day. So, Trinity Sunday is first God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, that's a traditional religious language, but more important, the Father and the Son. So, we have a heavenly Father and an earthly Father. That's pretty cool. So, what does it take to be a Hall of Fame father? Now, I don't qualify for the Hall of Fame, I don't think. Travis, do you qualify for the Hall of Fame?
You'll have to ask my kids, not out.
Okay. What about Don? Does Don? No? Donnie, you Hall of Fame father? Hall of Fame, no? How about Phil?
Don,
yeah, Phil might be.
That's Jamie.
What about Mark?
No.
Well, if you want to be in the Hall of Fame, I found three things. Spend a lot of time with your children and your family. Time is so important to respect one another, to love one another. And I think that's so important, not only for fathers and their children, but also fathers and everybody that's in the household. And Father's Day is a good day. But it may also be a good day for mom. It may also be a good day for aunt and uncle and grandparents. So we do have a thing called Grandparent Day sometimes. So spend a lot of time with your close-knit family. That's how you get to be a Hall of Fame dad. And then the second thing is to make sure that your children and everybody around you know the difference between right and wrong. That's important to teach people, either whether they're kids or adults or whatever. And sometimes we don't pay much attention to maybe teaching somebody what is right and what is wrong. But that's important. And then finally, dads who show their children how much they love them. And I think that's what is the most important thing, is love your children. You know, Jesus talked an awful lot about children, and He said, if anybody hurts one of these little ones, it'd be like getting a millstone around your neck. So we need to love our children. So if you do those three things, you'll be a Hall of Fame dad for sure. And then Father's Day is always a good day for dad jokes. You want to hear a couple of good dad jokes?
Sure.
Okay. I thought so. A concerned little girl approached her father one day and said, Daddy, I just don't believe it's right to ignore Jesus. The father, a little more confused than normal, said, well, I agree with you, honey. We should not ignore Jesus. But what made you think of that? Well, that Christmas song that we sing at church. You know, the one that says, oh, come, let us ignore him. And the other one's a preacher dad joke. The preacher's five-year-old daughter noticed that her father always paused and bowed his head for a moment before starting the sermon. And she asked him why. Well, honey, he said, I want to be able to be observant of the messages God gives me. And I'm always asking the Lord to help me preach a good sermon. And she said, well, how come he didn't answer you? I don't know. Well,